Paper mills, foundries, manufacturers, and food processors are among the state's largest users of electricity. They're also among the key backers of this plan through an umbrella organization called the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group. Director Todd Stewart says electricity is a big cost of doing business, and the ability to lower electric rates could be an effective way to lure businesses to Wisconsin.
We have more supply than demand right now. We have plenty of generation, and we obviously have high unemployment. So looking at this sort of policy right now makes a lot of economic sense.
But the Citizens Utility Board says what Stewart and others are asking for would reverse a century-old policy in Wisconsin. Director Charlie Higley says the state has long banned discrimination in electric rates because it's inherently unfair.
It becomes a game of picking winners and losers when these types of rates are offered, and that's the game we've kept away from in Wisconsin for a long time.
Backers of the plan say that if it lures new companies to Wisconsin, it will lower everyone's electric bills, even if the businesses are buying their power at a discount. But Higley says there's nothing in this plan to make sure residential customers don't get harmed and end up subsidizing lower rates for businesses. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.